This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald. U.S. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden is in Oregon this week while the Senate is on break. He stopped by the KLCC studios Wednesday morning. I asked him about a wide range of issues, including President Trump's upcoming meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the G20 summit in Germany.
My hope is that the president will present a list of priority projects and areas where they can work cooperatively, and that it'll be a constructive discussion. These kinds of things, you never know what the president may say, but I hope the focus will be on trying to find common ground. It's going to be challenging. Putin, for example, is a strong supporter of Assad. I think we all understand that Assad should probably be brought before The Hague. I mean, this is somebody who, in my view, has committed war crimes, and certainly there's a substantial amount of evidence about that. So I think that'd probably be my take on that. And then, of course, I'm sure there'll be a lot of discussion on North Korea. And, you know, my sense is that the president has never been very clear, particularly with respect to the Chinese. I mean, the fact is that trade between North Korea and China has gone up, and I think he has to be very clear with respect to trade sanctions. And then I think the key piece in all this is the Chinese banks. Once he puts restrictions on those financial institutions, I think China would understand how serious we are about their stepping up in terms of dealing with North Korea.
And it sounds like you are concerned about North Korea.
Very. I mean, it's very clear that the North Koreans have been moving step by step for some time to try to develop this kind of missile capability. And obviously, we need to mobilize the global community in terms of trying to make it clear that this kind of behavior will not be accepted.
Wyden is a ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee. He says there are some members who want to set a time limit for the investigation into Russian involvement in the 2016 U.S. presidential election.
I think that'd be a big mistake. You have to go where the facts lead. And I put a special focus on what I call the follow the money issues. If you just look at the volume, again, this is not classified, if you just look at the volume of press reports making very credible assertions about financial links between the president, Trump associates, the Russians. I mean, you know, the fact is in 2008, the president's son said that a substantial amount of their portfolio involved Russian money. Now, this was a tough financial period. It was hard to get money. And the combination of that plus the fact that this is the first president in 40 years who won't release his tax returns. I have legislation requiring that with more than 20 United States senators. Certainly makes it clear that there's a lot of work to do with respect to following up on these issues. And as far as I'm concerned, you have to go where the facts lead.
Senator Wyden has spoken out in opposition to Republicans' efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare. He says the proposed cuts to Medicaid would be devastating for thousands of Oregonians.
I was at River Park, the nursing home, just a couple of days ago, and a lot of people really, particularly back in D.C., don't even understand how important Medicaid is. A lot of people think that nursing home care is paid for by Medicare. Medicare does not pay for nursing home care or these extended stays or some short-term services. But long-term care is basically paid for by Medicaid. And the reality is that of the seniors in nursing homes, two out of three, their care is essentially accounted for by Medicaid. And so I just met with the residents and talked with the staff. We had a really good session. And finally, I said, where would everybody be without River Park and all these kind of wonderful people? And folks just kind of looked at their feet and their looked at the ground. And basically, we said to them, so what do you think? I said, well, our families can't do it. They're in tight budgets. One older person said, my son's had a stroke. I think he was close to 70. And after the meeting was over, one of the seniors came up to me and said, you know, you asked where we'd be. And she said, I'm not sure where we'd be, But he said it wouldn't be very good.
And what do you think is going to happen with this bill? I mean, the vote was rushed, and then and now it's been delayed. So kind of what's...
Well, it was a fabulous grassroots, you know, victory that forced Mitch McConnell to pull the bill from the Senate floor. But I think we ought to recognize it's a lock that this bill is coming back. There's no question in my mind that Mitch McConnell's not throwing in the towel.
Oregon U.S. Senator Ron Wyden. He's holding town hall meetings this week in Oregon. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.